Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Coming up on the Gym Class Wednesday edition here on KGYM, we'll talk a little bit of college football, some golf, and also we'll talk some fantasy football. All that coming up before 4 o'clock, plus some Colonels tickets for you to win right here on KGYM. Everyone, and welcome at 304 Gym Class for a Wednesday here on KGYM, the historic main gym, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. By the way, if you are in the Iowa City area, we broke into programming about 25 minutes ago to let you know about this. Some traffic woes to talk about. Southbound I-380 between Forever Green Road and I-380 Interchange, that was completely blocked for a while about 25 minutes ago. Still getting reports of some heavy traffic problems in that area. So you might want to make some alternate plans if you have to travel up and down the corridor today, because there will be some traffic difficulties as you head in that direction. So just keep that in mind. Great show coming up. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, ESPN.com, will join us, and we'll go over the PGA, talk about the majors, take a look at the FedEx Cup playoffs and the Ryder Cup. Who will be his four selections coming up? We'll do that in just a little bit. Our friend Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will stop by to talk some fantasy sports, fantasy baseball, but I got a feeling we may get a few more fantasy football questions here today. So we will talk with Chris coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk some college football with you as well today. Now, we had another terrific Lunchbox Heroes over the noon hour today. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, not far from the main Mercy Hospital main campus. There's a project going on there for Mercy. Able to meet about 60, 65 workers there. Yeah, just had a great afternoon. Good food, thanks to our sponsors. Good conversation. And the penultimate week for this summer's Lunchbox Heroes.
Penultimate has been our... That's been our
watchword
this week.
I love that word.
Been our watchword this week. But yeah, we had a good time out there. And I believe they're working on the seventh floor of the Mercy Medical Center. So they all had a great lunch. Few of them said that, oh, man. And we've heard this all year. How are we supposed to work this afternoon when we have all this food? But that's a good problem to have, right? It's a good problem to have. And hopefully we'll get a little vignette put together here that we can play for you coming up here in just a little bit. We have some Colonels tickets to give away, as well as the Colonels looking to get a run. 30 straight innings without scoring a run against Quad Cities. They'll try it again coming up tonight. And you got to score to win. And I mean, I'm not the world's greatest coach or anything like that, or even a coach. I'm just a dumb broadcaster, but I know you got to score to win, and you're not scoring right now if you're the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
No, over the course of 140 games, you're going to have that. I think Toby Gardenhire pretty much said that post-game yesterday, but it is frustrating when you had pretty much a stranglehold on a second-half playoff spot, and the Colonels still, what I think, four games up in that regard for a second playoff spot in the division in the second half, and just have to get off the schneid here, and it's not going to be easy. Peoria leading the division. That is the opponent beginning tonight. So Mama said there's going to be stretches like this, right?
It's baseball, man. It is baseball. We got afternoon baseball going on.
Yes, we do.
The big one is at Wrigley Field. This is a big game for a lot of teams. If the Brewers would have won today, it had been a one-game lead in the NL Central with the Cardinals – a potential to get, I think, within three, but it doesn't look like that is going to be the case, as the Cubs, with a five-run lead right now, they are up 7-2 over the Milwaukee Brewers. As Cubs getting it, hey, you hit it where they ain't. That's baseball, and that's what the Cubs are doing today. Sox have just put away the Detroit Tigers 6-5 in their quest to go 38-5 to end the year at 500. That's 1-0, and another good outing for Carlos Rodon today. Your Twins have taken the lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's now 6-4 in that particular ball game, and they are in the third out at the Bay in Oakland. Oakland and Seattle 0-0 at this point.
And your daily David Bodie update. David is 2-for-3 for the Chicago Cubs today. Two singles. David is hitting 342, folks.
342, man.
Quite a year.
Indeed. 309, right on the button here on the Wednesday edition of the program. We're going to talk to Bob Harry coming up here in a little bit. Football. Today, couple things. Todd McShay. Now take this for what it's worth. What do they say? Prognostications and predictions, that in a quarter used to buy you a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Not now, because coffee is what? I don't drink coffee, so $4.99 a cup or whatever if you get some of the fancy
Depends
coffee.
Where you go, yeah.
Anyway, Todd McShay has come out with his ratings as far as college prospects are concerned. Todd McShay, along with the great Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN's two gurus as far as talent evaluations are concerned. And interestingly enough, Todd McShay has come out and said that Nate Stanley, as a junior quarterback, is his number 23 prospect. Number 23 prospect for this year as a junior. Noah Fant comes in at number 29. The Iowa tight end, more on Noah Fant coming up in a little bit. No David Montgomery, as far as I can tell.
Doesn't mean David won't end up there in the end. You know that. And Stanley really on the rise, and McShay pointing out 26 touchdowns, 6 interceptions last year for Stanley. Really a good ratio. And if he can put together another season similar to that or better, I'm not saying Stanley will go out in the NFL draft, but at least he's very highly regarded in some circles. And we knew about Fant. It's going to be interesting to see how Fant is utilized this year, because he's going to draw double teams. Will it open up the field for the receivers, TJ Hockenson, others? I think that's going to be a very interesting aspect, because Fant is such a weapon. Teams are going to game plan to shut him down, or at least slow him down.
Is Nate Stanley being that high? Yes, he's got good numbers. Had good numbers in his first year of starting as an Iowa quarterback. But is it more to do with the numbers, or is it more to do with the fact that he's 6'4", 6'5", 240 pounds?
Yes.
All that put together, are you saying?
I think so. You can't ignore the ratio last year, 26-6. And you got to believe he's going to make some progression this year. The wide receiver position is supposedly going to be improved at Iowa. Will it be? That remains obviously to be seen. I think he's got a chance to have a very, very good year. To be the first, whether it's this coming draft or the next one, the first round draft pick since Chuck Long, Iowa quarterback, to be taken.
Mr. Nate Stanley, by the way, is the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast, right behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
Will Nate Stanley emerge as a first-round draft talent this year? Simple yes or no question. Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. Thanks, as always, to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I got sidetracked
there because I wanted to mention Emo's always putting out new product on social media, always offering a couple, three new menu items. Not that they need them. It's great food out there anyway. But a very creative menu out there that Chris Alec comes up with. And check it out.
We encourage you to do so.
Yes.
We encourage you to do so. 319-366-1600. That is our emails. It's National Relaxation Day, everybody. Maybe we should just, take five here and relax. you know, kind of start over. We weren't even in the sun today. We can't even use that as an excuse. We were indoors today because we thought it would rain. And it did rain this morning a little bit. But that is our Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line located Hertin & Stocker, of course, on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City.
And on that text line, 9136, referring to the Colonels tickets, we're going to be giving away a little later in the show, going to my first Colonels game this Friday.
Nice.
Go Chiefs / Cardinals. Hey.
Hey, doesn't matter. Root for both. You know, if you're a Cardinal fan, great. Root for Peoria. Root for the guys that you might see in Busch Stadium coming up. You know, Colonels guys are our guys.
Absolutely.
So root for both. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that out there. 319-366-1600. And enjoy your time out at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Perfect game field. Mention as well that the CBSSports.com came out with their preseason All-American team. And again, use this in a quarter to buy a cup of coffee. Interestingly enough, CBS Sports tabbed as their preseason player of the year a defensive tackle. The terrific Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle out of Houston. Co-coaches of the year, Chris Peterson of Washington and Paul Christ of Wisconsin.
Mm.
Does that tell you a little bit about what they think the Badgers are going to do this year?
Yes.
That's a little bit of a hint. Some of the top names. Preseason All-American first team. Will Greer is the quarterback from West Virginia. His wideout, David Sills, the fifth, is one of the wide receivers, as well as A.J. Brown of Mississippi. Running backs, Jonathan Taylor of Wisconsin, only a sophomore. Bryce Love of Stanford. Tight end, Noah Fant of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And at center, they have four offensive linemen and one center, and he is going to play center this year for Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide, and I'm sure this this itch is going to be hard to scratch for Iowa fans. Ross Pierschbaker of Alabama, senior year, first-team preseason All-American center from Cedar Falls, of course. On the defensive side of the ball, one of the linebackers is Devin Bush of Michigan. Nick Bose of Ohio State, junior defensive lineman on the first team. Second team, Trace McSorley is the quarterback from Penn State. Bo Benschwal of Wisconsin, one of the offensive linemen in there. Cam Akers of Florida State and A.J. Dillon from Boston College. Folks remember from back last year's Pinstripe Bowl playing against the Hawkeyes. They are the two running backs. And T.J. Edwards of Wisconsin, redshirt senior, one of the linebackers. On the second team, Dakota Dixon, the safety from Wisconsin, in there as well. And Fatoni and Floyd, a couple of special teamers from Mizzou, as well as their terrific tight end, who I cannot pronounce his name ever, so I'm not even going to try. Alberto, as I like to say, is also in there. But Noah Fant, first-team preseason All-American by CBS Sports.
He's pretty much been highly decorated this offseason, and you got to believe he's going to have a good year. But again, I go back to how teams are going to defense him and how will Iowa use him. Certainly want to get the ball to him, but it could be a decoy situation. Nevertheless, he's going to be very valuable to the Hawkeyes.
Indeed. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some golf. Bob Herrig will join us from ESPN.com, senior golf writer. He was covering things at the PGA at Belrive over the weekend. We'll talk about that. We'll look ahead to the Ryder Cup. We'll look ahead to the FedEx Cup playoffs. Should we ask him the immortal question? He's back.
No, don't do that.
Would I be doing my journalistic best if I didn't ask if Tiger was back? We'll do all that with Bob Herrig when we return after this. Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by after work. Tell them Scott, Mark, everybody at KGYM sent you. Back with more after this.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket. For your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Hey! Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
The Long Branch Bar is Football Central this fall for every Iowa game, plus Iowa State, UNI, other college games, and the NFL. Every weekend, get $2 domestic tabs, $3 well drinks, buckets of beer for $13, and two topping 12-inch pizzas for just $10 during college and NFL games. Plus, we're setting up outdoor tailgating for select games. The Hawks, the Clones, the Panthers, the NFL. Weekends mean football at the Long Branch Bar and the Long Branch Hotel and Convention Center.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at ToyotaIowaCity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
It's time for The Dating Game.
Bachelor number 3, tell me your ideal date.
Oh, I'd say a romantic, moonlit strawberries and champagne picnic on a bluff along the Wapsie, where I'll tell you how beautiful you are.
Okay, wow. And bachelor number 1?
My turn? Ideal date, I guess we would just listen to Smart Rock on Smart FM.
Number 1, definitely.
Wait, what?
You always win with Smart Rock on Smart FM.
Back with you on the Gym Class on this Wednesday edition. We're going to talk with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com here in just a little bit and talk fantasy sports, fantasy football, fantasy baseball. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. You can reach us via the Hertzina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. Always open, always available to you out there as well. Over the weekend, everybody was intrigued by the happenings at Bellerive in St. Louis, outside St. Louis. And to talk about that and all things golf, our friend Bob Herrig, ESPN.com, senior golf writer, joining us here. And Bob, I looked for you on the course Thursday, but maybe you were smarter than I was with as hot and humid and sticky as it was, and you stayed indoors. I knew every shade tree by its first name after Thursday.
Would have been hard to find me anyway with all those people out there. It was it was quite the occasion. I mean, the people came out in droves. It was actually quite good to see. I mean, I realize majors are heavily attended, but that was an enormous gallery that was there every day, even in the practice rounds. It was pretty impressive.
Much of the story was Tiger Woods, but I want to start with Brooks Koepka. I mean, not everyone wins 3 majors in 6 tries, and this guy didn't bat an eyelash when Tiger and others were coming down the stretch at him.
Nah, he has really shown some toughness in these major victories that he's had. I mean, at the U.S. Open last year, and, you know, he just pulled away and nothing fazed him. And at Shinnecock a couple of months ago, You know, it seemed every time that there was a chance for him to wobble, he would he'd hit a clutch shot or he'd make a really tough putt. You know, he would convert a 5 or 6 footer for par that instead of providing an opening, gave him a little cushion. So mm-hmm. I think that he you know has really shown himself to have a game for the majors. And I guess the only mystery is why he hasn't won more, because before this year he had the 2 wins, and one of them was the U.S. Open, but his only other win on the PGA Tour was 3 years ago, 2015 in Phoenix. So it's be interesting to see now what happens with him. There's no disputing. There's no downplaying. 3 majors is incredible. No matter when you did it, but mm-hmm. to do it 3 over 2 years, that just doesn't happen very often. It's been a really incredible run for him here. And as you noted, whenever anybody tried to make a run at him, he just stepped up. He never got flustered.
We talked about this on Monday, Bob, and I'll get your opinion on it. I said the difference between, obviously Tiger's almost 43 years old. The other difference between now and when he was going through the Tiger Slam is it seemed like when you heard the roars, people would start quaking in their golf spikes a little bit. Some were, but for the most part, and Justin Thomas came out and said, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to go head-to-head with Tiger in a major. I mean, Adam Scott, until he had to really push it on 17 and 18, was right there. Koepka never blinked an eye. I mean, I think this generation... I don't know. Should we say they're not afraid of Tiger and the roars, or they just are intrigued because they want to compete with Tiger and the roars?
Well, I would say this on that subject. Why would anybody today be afraid of Tiger? See, back in the day, 15, 20 years ago, the guy hardly ever showed a weakness. And so the reason that he was intimidating was, you knew if Tiger had a 3 or 4 shot lead on you, how were you going to make that up? Did you expect him to come back to you and make a bunch of mistakes? He hardly ever did that. So you then had to go after him, and you had to then maybe do things that you shouldn't have been doing. You had to take chances. You had to take risks. And sometimes that leads to more problems. You know, mm-hmm. Tiger rarely blew a tournament in those days. You know, he had a couple. But, you know, just the fact that he was – every time he had the 54-hole lead except once, he never lost. So your mindset is, I have to go out and get him. These guys today have seen him barely able to walk on a golf course, the chipping woes that he had a couple of years ago, the driving problems that he's had, all the struggles. They've seen that play out in front of them. They never had to compete against him at his best. They've seen him at some of his lowest points. And so why would they be intimidated by him? If I'm Brooks Koepka or Jordan Spieth or Rory McIlroy, and Rory actually said it very well after the British Open. He said, we're not playing against the same Tiger. And he's right.
Right.
You know, they're not. It's not an insult. It's just how it is. I mean, Tiger is never going to be that guy that he was, maybe not even as he was in 2013 when he was number one in the world. He won 5 times. He's to have that level of consistency was just that's not the norm. What's more, the norm is okay. Right now, he's 20th in the FedEx Cup. He's 26th in the world. You know, so he's a top 30 player, and top 30 players typically have a few bad weeks. They miss cuts. They have weeks where they don't contend. Out of 14 tournaments, Tiger has – what has he got now? I think he has 4 top 10s and really 2 or 3 legitimate chances to win. You know, we're judging him by when he would have – out of 15 or 18 tournaments, he'd had 14, 15 chances to win. And so I look at it that way. These guys, you know, if they're afraid of him, that's on them because they really shouldn't be.
So I think very good perspective right there. So, and I think you hit it right on the head as far as of what Tiger should be viewed as right now, and which makes me say, kind of, you know, pump the brakes a little bit before we start saying how many majors he's going to win next year at this point. He
it's
could.
It's going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard. I mean, you know, the other way to look at it, the more pragmatic way to look at it is, you know, there's two opportunities missed. I mean, I'm not saying he should have won the Open or the PGA. I thought he, obviously, at the PGA, you shoot 64 on the final round, his lowest final round ever. It's hard to ask for more than that. But clearly, we all know there were some opportunities there. I mean, he started the tournament three over after two holes. And he played phenomenally to give himself a chance. But, you know, you don't get that many chances. You know, he really wasn't in the mix at the first two majors. In fact, he missed the cut at the U.S. Open. So there's no guarantees. I mean, we've said that about many, many players over the years. Oh, that guy's going to win the Masters. Like Rory, you know? Is he ever going to win the Masters? Oh, he's going to have plenty of chances. Well, you know, there's only so many chances. So, you know, I think Tiger's going to win again. I would not be surprised if he won another major, but it is not going to be easy. And you know, he has to tidy up some things and obviously you know, have a lot of things go right for him. And that is in no way meant to diminish what he's just done here over the last several weeks.
I don't know, guys. I mean, what's a young player going to fear, Tiger Woods or Webb Simpson? You know what I mean? It is Tiger Woods. It's like coming up as a rookie defensive lineman, and you're looking across the line at Brady, who you watched on TV your whole life. I realize he's not the same player.
Well, you know, I think that if you're a top player today, and you're going up against another top player, I don't know that you should fear any of them.
True.
I mean,
true.
They all have their moment of slipping. You know, Justin Thomas was right there on Sunday and wasn't able to get it done. He had a great chance to win and let it slip away. Missed a couple of short putts. You know, Adam Scott, as you noted, was right there. Really kind of allowed Tiger to finish second. Adam was ahead of him. You know, the Jason Day and Rory finished 50th. You know, I mean, Rory has shown, you know, they have all shown some weaknesses at times, and they've not all closed. You know, Rory had it the week before against JT. Rory was in the last group with him and couldn't make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you've seen these things occur, Tiger was the greatest closer ever, but you see that the rate of victory and the rate of closing is not a high percentage. The last thing you should do is get worried about another guy. You just have to sort of take care of your business and don't play play out of what your game is. Because if you think that you have to do something extra to beat the guy, that's when you start making mistakes. You know, and I think that happened in Tiger's favor many times when he was, you know, winning all those majors. You know, I remember the year, it's a long time ago now, but when he won at Bethpage in 2002. If you go back and look at that, Tiger shot a worse score every day in that tournament. Like, he started out, I think, with like a 67 or something, and then he might have shot 68, and then it was 70, and then 72, and nobody ever caught him.
Hmm.
You know, he just did what he had to do, and it was a tribute to him that he stayed within himself, but the other guys around him typically tried to do too much, and if you take on too much, then that leads to bogeys and double bogeys, and that's why I just don't sense that there's a fear. The fear, of course, you know, Koepka admitted it. He heard the roars. He heard the noise. I think hearing any noise at all can get you, no matter who it is, because of the moment. You know, you've got all this adrenaline. You're nervous. You hear something going on somewhere else. You have to be really, really mentally strong to fight through that. You know, good for him that he was able to endure it, because he sure hit some pressure shots.
Very much so. Bob Herrick joining us here on this Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Before we leave the PGA, I thought Bellerive was terrific. If I had one suggestion, I thought they could have skinnied up the fairways just a bit more. But as far as the venue, I thought it was terrific. And like you said, that the crowd was as good at a major or just a golf tournament period that we have seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, the crowd was terrific. You know, the golf course took some knocks earlier in the week, but when you see the leaderboard that we had, how could you complain? I mean, they all had to play the same course. It was incredibly wet because of an early week rain. It made the rough very difficult. And as we saw, if you missed a fairway, it was a challenge. I mean, it ultimately hurt Tiger, you know. And on the 14th on Sunday, he had just, you know, gotten right there. And he missed a fairway with an iron, and he could not get to the green from where he was. And he had a layup, and he wasn't able to get it up and down from 100 yards or so. And so, you know, it was penal enough, you know, to shoot. I realize, you know, Koepka, you know, set a PGA Championship scoring record, but it wasn't like it was a pushover. You know, Bubba Watson had 78 on Friday. You know, there were some high scores shy if you weren't playing well. And sometimes I think we're a little bit too hung up on score anyway. You know, they still had to go out and shoot the numbers. And obviously it was pretty impressive what they did.
The core eight of the U.S. Ryder Cup team set. Now it's going to be interesting to see who the four captains picks are next month. And if you will, for a minute, Bob, put on your Jim Furyk hat. I don't think that Phil and Tiger can be left off the team, but that if that happens, it still leaves two spots. So I guess your observations on maybe the four captains' picks.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Phil and Tiger are virtual locks. You know, if you took away the points that were earned in 2017, which, you know, really is kind of ridiculous that they're even earning points last year. You know, what does last year's PGA Championship have to do with the Ryder Cup this year? Your form could be completely different. But if you only counted 2018, Tiger would be eighth and Phil would be ninth. So, you know, actually Jordan Spieth wouldn't be in the top eight. Now, it's not that I wouldn't pick him anyway. But, I mean, I think it just does show you that the way the team is comprised is not always indicative of who's playing the best, and it's why you have these picks. And now, you know, Furyk's got a tough decision. And the way I would look at this is he's got some very solid teams already. Spieth and Reed have played together, you know, in the last couple of Ryder Cups and President Cups, have been very successful. Koepka and DJ played together. Fowler and Thomas played together. Those six guys are sort of your core, all right? And then, you know, Bubba and Webb Simpson actually made a pretty good team at Medina in 2012. They were not so good at Glen Eagles, but at least they've played together. I wouldn't play them together a lot. I'd only play them maybe in best ball. This is where the captain's picks come in. You throw in a Tiger or a Phil with one of those other guys for a match. And, you know, Tiger and Phil, if they play, are probably only going to play once a day. What I'm looking at is Sunday. In these last several years, obviously they won in 16 and did great on Sunday, but in 14, 12, and 10, they did not perform very well in singles. Who do you want out there in singles? Do you want to pick a guy who's never played in the Ryder Cup, especially one in Europe? As much as I love Tony Finau and Xander Schauffele, how much match play experience do those guys even have, let alone Ryder Cup? You know, and so I think it's hard because those guys are great players, and they have a chance to be part of this for a long time. But also, you kind of want them to earn it the first time, you know, first go around. That's why I happen to think Zach Johnson is not out of this. I think if he can show any form here, in these couple playoff events, the course in France is not deemed to be a long bombers course. It's deemed to be more of a precision course. That's why I kind of like Zach. I kind of like Matt Kuchar still, even though he's not had a great year. You need guys who can hit it in the fairway and who are going to putt. And Zach has been really good in singles. You know, he did play in the last Ryder Cup. In 2014, when they lost, he won his singles match that day in Glen Eagles when the U.S. was getting smoked. I don't think it's an easy decision. I mean, there's plenty of good guys there. DeChambeau is right there. Who's and Tiger likes DeChambeau. and he's somewhat deserving the way he's played this year. Finau made 10 birdies on Saturday. You know, you sit there and you go, that'd be a great best ball player, okay? Obviously, Schauffele has shown himself to be a very good player, won the Tour Championship last year, was in the mix at the Open. I haven't even mentioned Kevin Kisner.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really hard call, and I'm not saying one answer is right or wrong, but I look at more about not worrying about matching up teammates as I do. Who do you think is going to get you a point on Sunday? Because even all of the U.S.'s top players, you can't expect them all to win. You know, DJ, Koepka, Spieth has never won a singles match at the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup. I'm sure he's really determined to change that. But, you know, so our top six guys, the U.S.'s top six guys, are not a lock to win all their points either, and especially on Sunday. So I look at who can win Sunday, and that's why Tiger and Phil, I think, are part of this. And then I think you might look at veteran guys who've been there before.
And I think Zach's only singles loss was that one to Darren Clark.
In Ireland.
In Ryder Cup play, isn't it?
There you go. See, I don't have it in front of me, but I was pretty much thinking that Zach has been money in singles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there have been some times when the U.S. has lost and it gets overshadowed. But, you know, we all know that he is a gritty competitor. And, again, I find it, you know, this is a whole nother story, but the way the team is picked is a little bit odd. I mean, there's too many tournaments in 2017 that count. To me, I wouldn't start the points until the Masters. Or maybe, you know, now that the Players' Championship is moving to before the Masters, I'd maybe start with the Players. I mean, you want the biggest tournaments in a shorter period of time. And you know, this happens every year. Guys earn a lot of points early, and then they make the team based on that, and it's really not indicative of how well they're playing. You know, and to me, it's like, well, it shouldn't be who deserves it. It's who's the 12 best at that time, you know, and that's mm-hmm. why I wish they would shorten the window a little bit. You know, even it's funny to say now, but earlier this year, you know, Koepka was out for a long time due to a wrist injury, missed the Masters. You know, he was way up there in the points, all based on last year. He won the U.S. Open. He had a pretty good Open Championship last year. He had a couple of other good results. And he was in the top eight. He never fell out of the top eight in points, and he wasn't playing. And you're going, man, what, you know, is this guy even going to be fit to play in the Ryder Cup? And yet he's going to make it. Well, then, of course, since he's been back, he's been quite strong. The injury has healed. He wins two majors. And it's dumb to even think of, but if that hadn't happened, you'd be wondering about it, you know? So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens here. I really think he looks hard at who does well in these tournaments. That's the point of waiting, is to see if anybody gets hot.
Yep, and we'll see starting this week with a very interesting tournament with the Wyndham. It's the catch-up tournament for guys that want to get back into the playoffs, and then we get into the playoffs right there, which will be a lot of fun. Hey, Bob, appreciate the insight. Great stuff as always. Always good to talk with you, and we look forward to the next time we chat.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
You bet. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, ESPN.com, joining us here on the program. We'll take a break, come back, get your fantasy questions ready to go. If you got some fantasy baseball questions, I would imagine there might be some preseason fantasy football questions out there floating around. We're going to get those answered with Chris Liss of rotowire.com, 319-366-1600, when we come back.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Tim Charles, President and CEO of Mercy Medical Center. So we're really pleased today to be hosting this event in honor of the Renderneck crew. The Renderneck family and company has had a long relationship with Mercy. Actually, Richard Renderneck was one of the original board members when the first community board of trustees was formed of Mercy. Renderneck has been on site for decades. They've worked with us on many, many projects. Currently, they're on the seventh floor of the hospital as we're expanding our rehab services there. But you know, one of the tests of a truly important and great relationship is when you're down and you're really facing probably the greatest challenge of your probably your existence, which for us was in 2008 with the flood, when your partners show up. Renderneck showed up in spades. And not only were they there during the night of the flooding to deal with those immediate circumstances, they worked with us over the next subsequent months to completely reconstruct the lower levels of the hospital so that we could reopen and continue serving the community.
Another Wednesday and another edition of Lunchbox Heroes over the noon hour today as we were over on the southeast side at Mercy Medical Center. Over there feeding about 60 workers, Mark.
Yeah, it was a great time as usual. It's our last Lunchbox of the year. One more next week with the Todd Bromkamp Show and Alex Kuhn, but great to see some familiar faces and meet a few more listeners, feed them, and give away some prizes. Just another great time.
Yep, another great time, and a great time had by all. Great to have all the sponsors aboard as well. Presenting sponsor of Lunchbox Heroes, Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Acme Tools, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, Mediacom, Poncheros Mexican Grill, Red Wing Shoes, United Rental, Dr. Pepper, Domino's Pizza, Mentality, Air Gas, and Star Equipment.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Our thanks to Bob Herrig for joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk UNI Panther football. Jim Nelson from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier will stop by. And our friend, the one and only Smokin' Dave Kokin from Las Vegas, will be joining us coming up on the Gym Class tomorrow here on KGYM. If you have a fantasy sports question, love to hear from you right now as we bring in Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, 319-366-1600, the Hurtina Stock or Jewelers text line. That is also our phone line. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And Chris, it's been about a month. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I wanted to do it last week, but I was in Finland, and then 2 weeks ago. And then now I'm finally back in Lisbon, so now I'm ready. Now I'm back in my normal routine.
As normal as you can get in Portugal, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's almost 10 o'clock at night here, but yeah.
Okay, Chris, in a normal 12-team draft where you got to wrap around, you got the 12th and 13th pick. Where's your optimum position?
Where would I want to draft?
Yes.
I just did a Beat Chris List league, and it filled so fast, it's happened in a couple of days, that I forgot to change my order. So I got the default. I got the number one pick. So obviously, the first choice is mine. I don't love that, especially when that's a weird situation with third-round reversal. But in a regular format, I kind of like four. You know, I kind of like getting Barkley or Bell or David Johnson, whoever falls there, and getting a little bit earlier pick on the way back. But not, any of the top four are pretty good. I don't even mind like 7 or 8 because I'm happy to take Kareem Hunt at 8. And then on the way back, I get, you know, maybe I'll get Devontae Adams or I'll get someone pretty good like that.
I like the middle, personally. You don't have to wait around. Yeah, that end, I would rather have 12 and 13 than 1 and 24 and 25. So, just
why?
There's too much pressure on that number one guy. He's got to do great, and if he doesn't
stay healthy,
yeah, you're in all sorts of trouble, and your year is pretty much dead in the water before you even get it going.
Did you have David Johnson by any chance last year?
Yes, I did.
From experience.
But that's water under the bridge. It's a brand new season out there.
91-36 on the text line, Chris. About what round should Josh Gordon go in a 12-team league?
Sixth
round? Okay.
Yeah, I'm worried about him. I mean, you know, I talked about this on the XM show. I mean, basically, he self-medicated into being a superstar 5 years ago, and it turns out the medication he's using is just not permitted at the NFL. So he's got to either do it sober or do it through legal prescription stuff, and it's not always easy to find the right thing. And I think, I don't know for sure because there hasn't been that much reporting on it, but he wasn't feeling right. He didn't do anything illegal. He didn't relapse, but I think he was having some problems, you know, just getting himself into gear for the season. And, you know, it's really hard to predict when that's going to clear up.
Well, Dez Bryant being on a roster opening day.
I'm going to say yes. Maybe Cleveland.
I think it could be Cleveland, and I think that would be very, very interesting.
He's 29, but a disruptive 29, right?
Yeah, he's 29 going on 33. But, you know, part of that could have been Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett is one of the underrated, terrible coaches in the NFL. And if you watched a lot of Cowboys games last year, what you'd see is they never threw the ball to Dez on a slant or on a go route or anything where he was running away from Dak. It was always run out and turn around and face the quarterback and back shoulder it or jump ball it in the end zone on a fade. They never let him make the type of catch that results in a big play. And I just think they're so conservative in Dallas. Maybe there's something left in the tank.
Has Sam Darnold taken his first steps to the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
The Jets, I don't think have ever. Joe Namath, I guess.
They're calling him Broadway Sam. A few people are already after one preseason game.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't have the coat. He doesn't have the coat yet. Well, in the summer, so we don't know. But I don't. You know, we'll see. The Jets actually have really good receivers. I mean, Robbie Anderson is good. And they got Anunoby back, and they got Jermaine Kearse, and they've got Terrell Pryor. That's a pretty good receiving core. So if he wins the job and still not a done deal, it could be interesting.
No, maybe a better question is, who is the first rookie quarterback that will see the field this year?
I'll say Baker Mayfield.
Well, okay. Tyrod Taylor's not bad.
No, he's not. He's not bad, but it's just that I think Baker Mayfield's really good, and they picked him first overall, and Tyrod Taylor's not established or good enough to block him. I think Tyrod Taylor should be a starter in the NFL. Like, the Bills could use Tyrod Taylor, believe it or not, you know, or the Cardinals could use Tyrod Taylor, or the Giants could use Tyrod Taylor, but I don't think the Browns need him.
98-58 on the text line. Who's going to be the best tight end this year, Chris?
I mean, I'd still go Gronk in standard and Kelce in PPR.
How about Kittle? A lot of people like him.
Yeah, George Brittle. He's already hurt. He's out for the whole preseason. He's supposed to be back week one, but you always get nervous if they say, well, there's no chance he plays in the preseason anymore. Well, there's nothing magical about week one. I mean, he could still be hurt, so he was banged up last year too. Kittle has upside, but got to be healthy first.
Where would you take, and the name escapes me, Mark, help me out, Houston quarterback.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. I think he's a steal.
Well, I think in, you know, maybe the fifth or sixth round, if he slips, fifth round, you might be able to get him. In my circles, everybody waits on quarterback. And I think it's getting more normal that everywhere, you know, I can get, you know, Ben Roethlisberger in round 10. I can get Kirk Cousins around 10. Why would I take a quarterback in round 5? But if you can get Rodgers or you can get Watson, those are the two guys that were taken around round 5. I wouldn't go earlier than that. The problem with Watson is he's coming off an ACL, and the offensive line is terrible there.
Will Le'Veon Bell be playing week one?
I think so, yeah. I hope so. A draft high stakes.
No, I would agree with that. By the way, back to the quarterback. In all kidding aside, I do think it's going to be Darnold. That's going to be the first rookie quarterback to be in there.
Well, it could be both. I mean, simultaneous if they both start week one.
True. True. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think Darnold's going to be in there before mid-October.
All right. I'm going to go on record and say Mayfield's going to start week one for the Browns.
Ooh. All right. Even though they've said Taylor's going to be their guy. So
I just think, you know, number one pick, if he shows that he's ready, what's the point? You know, they may as well get on with it. I mean, not that the Browns brain trust, and I use that word ironically, is necessarily to be counted on. But I don't know. The things that I've been reading and seeing is that Mayfield is just he's the real deal. So
aside from Saquon Barkley, which rookie running back has caught your eye, Chris?
None.
No,
I don't. You know, they're all okay. Or, I mean, Royce Freeman looked okay, and Kerryon Johnson looked okay. But the problem with him is that LeGarrette Blount is going to get the goal line, and Theoretic is going to get the third down, so there's nothing left. So maybe Royce Freeman has a path to starting right away, but nobody's really jumped out. Sony Michel's hurt. Now Penny is hurt also. Hmm.
As of right now, before we let you go and talk to you again in a couple of weeks here, as of right now, who would be your guy in a PPR league or in a regular league, or maybe it's the same guy, that would be the number one overall pick?
Well, I've got the number one overall pick, and I was thinking about that. It's full PPR, and I was thinking about Le'Veon Bell, but I'm probably going to go Gurley. It's a little safe. He doesn't get the volume that Le'Veon Bell does, but he was so good in the playoffs, and the offense is smartly run. He's younger. He's got less mileage and more durable, so I'll say Gurley, number one. But there's also a case to be made for David Johnson, who was such a monster 2 years ago and is completely healthy now, but I'll say Gurley.
Hmm. I don't think he can go wrong with any of those guys. All right. Hey, appreciate it, Chris. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks when the questions will be coming even more hot and heavy at that time. And tell us real quick about everything you guys got at rotowire.com.
Yeah, if you like this segment and you're interested in fantasy football, I strongly recommend you take the free trial, totally free, rotowire.com/radio. You do not need a credit card. Again, it's rotowire.com/radio. Totally free for 10 days. You can get cheat sheets with projected stats for your particular league. Totally free, rotowire.com/radio.
All right. Hey, Chris, talk to you in a couple of weeks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right. Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Check him out. And we'll, yes, we got tickets. Yes. You don't have to whisper. You can tell me. We got the Colonel's tickets. We're going to give those away right now. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to get tickets to a future Cedar Rapids Colonel's game. We'll come back, wrap her up after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, a Manor Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to a Manor Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. And the Lakeside Barn is the perfect setting for weddings and events. Amana Colonies Golf Club in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
Kevin and Dave here for Mentality Cedar Rapids.
Dave, is low T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance for our clients in Cedar Rapids, it puts cost of care within reach of every guy.
Most of our guys are blue collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our Cedar Rapids clinic, go to lowtusa.com.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Congratulations to Joel in Cedar Rapids. Mark, poll question from Emil's Hideaway real quick.
Will Nate Stanley emerge as a first-round draft pick, draft talent this year, yes or no?
Go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
What difference can a mattress really make? When you sleep on a Tempur-Pedic, it's as clear as night and day. You'll fall asleep faster because it conforms to your unique body. You'll stay asleep longer.